Once again, Shana Tova, everyone. It's a pleasure to see you and to be celebrating this Hayom Arat Olam, this birthday of the world. I myself have not come across any conclusive article by any biblical scholar to actually determine which was the original Torah reading for Rosh Hashanah. Is the original one yesterday's? And because we have an extra day, we do today's reading, which simply follows in sequence. Or was the original reading today's and yesterday's was added on? One can argue that yesterday was the original reading of Rosh Hashanah. Because it begins with Hashem Pakar et Sarah, God remembered Sarah. And this is called Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembrance. In other words, the theme may very well have been, we come to Shul on Rosh Hashanah to pray to have what we want, to be inscribed in the Book of Life. And the Torah reading reflected God's response to Sarah, who was praying for a child. Hashem Pakar et Sarah remembered Sarah and Isaac was born. And then today's reading simply follows what happened next. After all, another day, you add the next chapter. Or, the original reading was really today, Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, the demonstration by Abraham of his total commitment to what he believed was divine, even though it meant slaughtering his son, that son that had been waited for so long. Perhaps this is the reading, the real reading for Rosh Hashanah, because it tells that ultimately Yitzchak was substituted as a sacrifice for a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And what do we do on the Rosh Hashanah? We blow the ram's horn. And so perhaps this was the original reading and the other one was added. I'm sure some scholar has figured it out. I remain puzzled. And in that sense, both readings give their significance for this holy day. We have a sense of pleading for the things that we want in life and hope they'll be answered. And we also have a sense of commitment to live by the things that we consider to be our ideals, that which we consider to be divine. In any case, there is no question, as beautiful as it was to see a little baby up here yesterday and be reminded of new birth and new life, today's Torah reading is the more frightening one. No matter how many times, how many Rosh Hashanahs we're at, we keep hearing the same story over and over again. When the Baal Korah reads that part where Abraham has the knife over his son, we all shudder. So, let's prepare for this Torah reading, this poignant Torah reading, and with it, the symbol of the shofar, of the ram's horn, as we turn to page 174,